Welcome to Kadampa Podcasts. These podcasts offer practical solutions to daily challenges and help guide us to a happier and more peaceful state of mind. In each episode, you will find an extract from a teaching given by one of various Kadampa Buddhist teachers worldwide. All these teachings are inspired by the profound wisdom of Venerable Geshe Kalsang Gyatso Rinpoche, a Buddhist master for our time. We hope you enjoy listening.
So, in this session, what I want to talk about is how this self-confidence, this relating to ourselves correctly, how we can make it sustainable, how we can make it something that we can rely upon, that we can always turn back to. So, in this section, we're going to focus on the nature of the mind and try to understand the nature of the mind, which is a big topic in itself. So from Buddha's teachings, we can understand that, or in Buddha's presentation of ourself, we can understand that the body and the mind, we have a body, we have a mind, but they're separate natures, they're two different entities. So we have a body, we have a mind, but they're two different things. The body, we know, the body is physical, it has physical properties, it has atoms, molecules, organs, gungy stuff. We understand the body quite well, but generally we don't understand the nature of the mind in the Western world, the modern Western world. Buddha presents the mind as something different from the body. Where there's a body is physical, has physical properties, the mind is non-physical and doesn't have physical properties. So the mind, consciousness, we can say, has no physical properties. It's and the body and mind come together at conception and go apart at death. So we know what happens to the continuum of the body, stays in this world and is disposed upon. The continuum of the mind is something different. We can gradually come to understand that the continuity of consciousness, that the mind has no beginning and has no end. So the mind and the body are separate things. The body is physical, the mind is non-physical. They come together at conception and go apart when we die. So that's a sort of a very useful model to work with if we want to improve our mind and understand our mind and develop this sustainable self-confidence. But it presents a challenge because if the mind is non-physical, how do we get a sense of it? We can't look at it, we can't touch it, we can't taste it, we can't put it in a box, can't work on it with tools and spanners and things like that. How do we approach an understanding of the mind? The only way to approach it is through analogy. We have to understand the mind through analogy. So this morning we had the analogy of the mind being like a glass of water. In the little meditation we did just now, we had the analogy of the mind being like an ocean and our thoughts and feelings of being like waves. So through analogy, we can begin to get a conception of the mind, the nature of the mind. And Another analogy that's used is the mind is like the sky, and our thoughts and feelings are like the clouds. And we can make a separation between the nature of the mind being like the sky and our thoughts and feelings being like clouds. So we can make this distinction by thought between the mind and thoughts and feelings, in the same way as we can distinguish between the sky and clouds. And if we want to identify our mind correctly, we can think of our mind as being like the sky and our thoughts and feelings as being like the clouds. And if we relate to the clear nature of our mind, the clarity of our mind, as we call it, that will function to keep our mind peaceful and calm. And then if we relate to the clarity of our mind, its vastness, its clarity, its being unhindered, then we can make a distinction between our mind and our thoughts and feelings. So we can then recognize that we have thoughts and feelings, but we don't need to identify with them as who we really are. What if we're trying to develop this sustainable self-confidence where we relate to our true nature, we relate to our positive qualities of mind, our compassion, our love, our generosity, and so forth. What gets in the way is our uncomfortable feelings. Our uncomfortable feelings throw us off, because our uncomfortable feelings push us to react in negative ways. They push us to identify with our delusions. So if we can make this separation between the nature of our mind being like clarity and our thoughts and feelings like clouds, then we have a way of, a method of dealing with uncomfortable feelings. So whilst uncomfortable feelings continue to arise in our mind, we're not driven by them, even though they feel uncomfortable. If we're relating to the clarity of our mind, if we're relating to our mind as our sky-like mind, even within those uncomfortable feelings, there's some peace. There's an anchor point, if you like. And just like the weather changes, so our mind, what's within our mind, our thoughts and feelings change. So part of this developing a sustainable self-confidence is recognizing that the nature of our mind is clear like the sky. And no matter what thoughts and feelings are arising within my sky-like mind, I can always relate to its clarity, its vastness, its being unhindered. We lose confidence in ourself because we can easily get thrown around by our thoughts and feelings. Or is it just me? Right? We think I have no control over my thoughts and feelings. I have to respond to my feelings. I have to act upon my feelings. But if we make this distinguishment, and I looked it up, it is a word. If we make this, it goes back to the 16th century, first noticed in 1592. So I can't claim anything there. So if we make this distinguishment between the nature of our mind being like the sky and our thoughts and feelings being like the clouds, then we don't have to follow what our negative thoughts or feelings are encouraging us to do. Our negative thoughts and feelings come from our delusions. So this is very powerful. And we use this idea in our training in patient acceptance to make this distinguishment. So this course isn't about patient acceptance, but it's relevant because what undermines our confidence in ourselves is our belief that we can't manage our feelings. But this analogy of the sky being like the mind and the thoughts and feelings being like the clouds gives us a method of dealing with our uncomfortable feelings, not being thrown about by them. This is illustrated in this book, How to Solve Our Human Problems. This book is amazing. It's only like 1 centimeter thick. It deals principally of how to deal with anger and to deal with our anger problem. And Venerable Geshe uses this analogy explicitly in this section on this chapter on learning to accept suffering. This is a very, very useful analogy. He says, just as there's room in the sky for a thunderstorm, so there is room in the vast space of our mind for a few painful feelings. Just as there's room in the sky for a thunderstorm, so there's room in the vast space of our mind for a few painful feelings. And just as a storm has no power to destroy the sky, so unpleasant feelings have no power to destroy our mind. This is incredibly useful. It means that just because I have uncomfortable feelings in the mind, they cannot destroy my mind. No matter how powerful a thunderstorm is, the sky remains. So we won't go out of existence because of uncomfortable feelings. Our uncomfortable feelings are unpleasant, they're uncomfortable, but they cannot destroy our mind. Our mind is indestructible. So when uncomfortable feelings arise, we don't need to panic. They're uncomfortable, but we don't need to panic. There's no thought or feeling within our mind that can destroy our mind. Just as no thunderstorm can destroy the sky. And if we relate to the clarity of the mind, instead of the clouds of thought and feeling, then we can maintain some peace even while our mind is uncomfortable. Continues, when painful feelings arise in our mind, there's no need to panic. We can patiently accept them, experience them, and investigate their nature and where they come from. So remember, these painful feelings, they're the, you could say, the principal reason why we lose confidence in ourselves. But they're just painful feelings. They're just like bad weather in our skylight mind. There's no need to panic. We can patiently accept them. So what we do is when a dark cloud of uncomfortable feeling appears in our mind, we don't focus on the cloud, we focus on the sky which contains it. So we broaden our perspective, and we don't deny the existence of the cloud-like feeling, but we broaden our perspective to see that, okay, this cloud, this thunderstorm, is within the space of my mind. I'm going to shift my attention away from it and see it in a broader context. You know, we need to do this because we need to understand the mind through analogy. I'm going to see this uncomfortable feeling as just like a dark cloud, and I'm going to shift my attention to the vastness of my mind and see the cloud in the context of that space. And when we do that, we get perspective, and it brings with it some peace. Experience them, investigate their nature. So it's not that we deny the uncomfortable feeling. We do experience them. We allow ourselves to experience them. We don't need to deny them. They're there, the feelings. We are experiencing them. We see them in context, and we accept. When we do this, we'll discover that painful feelings do not come to us from the outside, but arise from within our own mind. So it looks like, it does appear as if the painful feelings are coming to us from the situation, that we have no choice. Once more, we have no choice. I have to respond in this way. I'm seeing things correctly. I have no choice but to respond, usually in a negative way. But if we take the time to observe what's going on in our mind, we'll see that the feelings are not coming from outside, they're coming from within our mind. And this is good news, because it means we can do something about it. That we have a choice. Again, we have a choice. If we see that the feelings are coming from within our mind, they're not within the situation, they're not within the external circumstance, they're within our mind. If we see that, then we have a choice. Circumstances or other people have no power to make us feel bad. The most they can do is trigger the potentials for potential feelings that already exist within our own mind. So the circumstances are triggering something. They're triggering a potentiality in our mind for uncomfortable feelings. So we have potentialities in our mind for uncomfortable feelings, and circumstances trigger them. But if we hold this analogy of our skylight mind, we experience uncomfortable feelings. We patiently accept them, seeing them as bad weather in the vast space of our mind. We recognize that they're coming from within, and that whatever the situation is just triggering something, already within my mind. Then we have control over our mind. Then we're in the driving seat, as it were. And we don't need to respond in a negative way. We can respond with wisdom.
If you feel inspired by this podcast, then dive deeper into timeless wisdom of modern Kadampa Buddhism by following the link in the episode description. We look forward to reconnecting with you in the next episode of Kadampa Podcasts.